Blog Talk Radio.
Episode since we relaunched Spirit Inspired. We had our re-premiere episode on Thursday, and so today is just our second episode since relaunching it. Welcome to Spirit Inspired with Aaliyah Dawn. I am Aaliyah Dawn, and I am so happy to be here with you today. Just a few things. Let me just pull up my little note. Today we have Christina Hunter with us. And Christina is a recent Care Center mediumship grad. As you may or may not, I had left BTR about 3 years ago to start up my psychic development school called the Care Center. I was really heavily involved in the startup of it. And so all my timing, I had to drop some things, and BTR had to be one of them, just to get it up and running. So please come and check out the Care Center. It's K-E-R-A Center. The website is www.keracenter.com, caracenter.com. We have a host of courses available, self-study options, and live courses available to you. For those of you who are just tuning in to me for the first time, wondering who in the heck is this, I am an intuitive spirit medium. I've been a medium from the moment I took my first breath in this world. I am fourth generation. I did begin my development as a professional medium more than 20 years ago, and I have been in a professional practice now for over 10 years. So let me see if I can't find Christina Hunter here in the phone list. I am still learning. I am still learning how to work the chat and how to work the studio buttons and the phone calls and all of that. So I am trying. Bear with me. And I think in each episode, I learn a little bit more. All right, let me go ahead and get Christina here. Hey, Christina.
Hi.
How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm really excited.
I'm so glad you're here. Christina, just for you guys who are listening, Christina just recently got her certification as a mediumship. Is it like this is her first big outside of our social media platform? This is her first big, like, public hello. So, yeah, I'm sure there's a little bit of nerves going on. I've got a little bit of nerves going on, too, since it's our second episode since doing this 3 years ago. But what we're going to do is Christina and I, we're going to talk a little bit about angels. And I think there was something you want to talk about on symbolism and how animals come through, which I thought was really
Absolutely.
Cool. And I'll let you talk about that a little bit. But first, if you would just let everybody know, like, what brought you into this? How long have you been doing this?
I think that it's always been there in the background. I've always felt things, seen things, you know, blah, blah, blah. Just like everybody, I'm sure. But it really started right after I had my first daughter. We both almost died. at that point. And after that, I just saw, kept seeing these crazy things, like more than I ever had before. I was absolutely terrified, and I managed to shove it away in a box for quite a while. You know, intuition is still there, and you know, that kind of thing, but it terrified me. I didn't know what to do with it. And then 3 years ago, our youngest daughter, that same one, passed away, and it was like the door flew wide open. I don't know if it was a grief thing. I don't know what happened there. And like all these things started, and I didn't understand what was going on. So I just started to kind of branch out. I took some classes, try to understand it, and so that leads me to here today, and I just kind of came out of the psychic closet, so kind of fun, kind of liberating, right?
It is. It is. I think when you first do it, I think the people who are closest to you sort of have an inclination of what you're doing or what you've been doing. So some of them are more accepting, and then some of them are, like, totally not accepting, you know? And then other people surprise you. Like, for me, I knew when I came out of the psychic closet, there was a few people who really surprised me, who were really supportive. And I found it to be really strange. I found that there was a lot of support where I didn't think there was going to be. And then, of course, there was the ones who didn't support it. And that's okay, because the path is not about them anyway, right?
Exactly.
The path is about being of service and doing what we can do to help others and help ourselves in our own personal development. And one of the things I do find, Christina, is that oftentimes in great grief is when that veil sort of lifts for us. And I don't know if it's the actual grief that causes it, or if it's the energy of that sweet soul that has crossed over that has helped us to tap into it. But I have found that there's quite a few ladies and gentlemen that I've worked with that have in times of great grief, the awakening process happened for them. And I think sometimes, you know, the universe works with us to help us find ways to heal through that. And maybe, and I don't think that we ever truly heal from it, but, you know, I think the universe provides ways for us to at least try to help understand it so that we can continue focusing. You know what I mean?
You know,
does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I have to absolutely agree with that, because if I hadn't have had this, I think I would be so stuck in my grief still. And I never wanted to be that person that was stuck in it. You know what I mean? So.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's opened me up. I know that, you know, life here on the planet isn't that long, and I'll see her again as soon as I can. So it's just opened up that world for me, and it's really cool. Crazy, but cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, and in the same sense, it also gives you an opportunity to help others who are in a grief process and to help them know that the loved one's energy is still going on, you know? And I think when we start talking about grief and things like that, I think to know that our loved ones are okay and they're safe and there's proof of their existence after life, I think that's really, really healing. And it's really empowering, even if it's not healing, it's really empowering. And so mediumship is such beautiful work because of that, because it can be really, really, grief can be one of those things that is really, really difficult to, you know, because I don't think we ever heal from grief. I mean, as you know, I think we learn to transition with the grief. We learn to continue on with the grief. Would you agree?
Well, all you can do is just move forward, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'll never get over it. You can just move forward.
Right.
And I find that really interesting what you said a little bit back ago. Well, I'm stepping back now because, like, it's just interesting how many grieving mothers find me. Like, I feel like they're just being sent my way. So I feel blessed to be able to do this work.
Uh-huh.
And I just find it just really healing.
Well, and you do beautiful work. And you make beautiful connections. And it was exciting to it was exciting to watch you graduate and do the circle reading. So I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you
Thank
took
you.
This leap and came and joined us here for the second show. And we have some callers on the line. And I swear I bless you because, you know, I was trying to, like, pick up on the phone and talk to you. And then I realized I had to call in to do that. And then so I called in to do that. And then I muted myself. And then I tried talking to you muted. And you're probably like, what is she doing? She has no idea what she's doing over here. And I don't. I absolutely have no idea what I'm doing. Christina, would you like to try to take the first call? And then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about angels?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, wonderful. I am looking at, because I wasn't able to connect with you and get your name, because I don't know what I'm doing, I'm looking at area code 863. Hello there. Are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi. I so apologize. I promise you, about the 100th episode in, I'm going to get this right. I'm going to get this right. I'm going to learn how to work this switchboard. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Julia.
Julia. Okay, Julia.
Yep.
Christina, how can we help you today?
Well, I was hoping for a message. I've been feeling some fear and anxiety and a little bit of like low-level depression about moving forward in my life. I need to make a move to relocate and just, you know, a lot of, you know, oh my gosh, can I do this feeling. So I was hoping for maybe some guidance around that. And,
sure.
You know,
okay.
A little spiritual hold my hand and help me move.
Absolutely. Christina, you picking
yes.
up anything?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I just want to say hi, Julia. Hi, Christina.
Hello.
You know, it's really interesting how spirit works because, I don't know, I think that today the kind of the motto of this is going to be healing anyway. And, you know, as I was tapping in, the first thing I saw was your solar plexus. That's the first thing I saw was anxiety and a bunch of things like that. But I feel like that has to do with more of, how can I say this? I feel like that's just something that you've held on to. There's something that happened, and it has kind of stuck there. And now it's just kind of manifesting now. But I feel like if you take the step to ground, like you know how to ground yourself.
I've seen meditations on it, little exercises online.
Perfect. No, that's good. I just feel like I just keep getting the message that you need to ground more. You need to find ways for your own meditation. It doesn't always mean that you have to actually meditate. It's just something for you. Like, what do you, you know, if you like planting, if you like flowers, whatever, now is a great time to get those hands in the dirt because that's a great way to ground. And then
Ooh.
Also, you said you were moving, correct? Like you're anxious about a move?
I'm hoping to, yes. Yes.
You're hoping to. And is this something
yes.
that's going to be out of state or out of, like, I feel like it's not, like, terribly far, but I feel like it's a jump from where you are now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's within the state, but maybe a couple hours from where I am now.
Gotcha. And I feel like almost, like, you're moving, but I almost feel like I think the anxiousness that's coming from you is more of like you're gonna feel isolated there a little bit.
Yeah, probably because
so
I don't know
okay.
anybody where I'm moving to.
Gotcha. Yeah, your family. Okay, so just take a deep breath from that, and just sometimes those are the best experiences, right? They can be scary because we're all on our own. But I feel like your guys, I feel like that's who's really stepping through right now is your guys telling you that everything's going to be okay. I feel like this is going to be a really amazing move for you. And I think that once you're there and you're settled and you start seeing all these positive things that are happening, I think you're going to absolutely love it. So I feel
awesome.
Like, you know, just take a deep breath, you know, for now. Just realize that everything's going to be okay. Learn things for you that help you ground and just get, you know, settled. And try to let that anxiety go. Breathe, EFT, tapping, anything that will work for you as far
mm-hmm.
as that. But try to let that anxiety go because I really, like, I'm excited for you right now because I just think it's going to be a fabulous move for you.
I agree with Christina. I'm getting the same thing. I'm actually getting the same thing. I'm getting the transition is going to be difficult. I'm getting like the transition phase is going to be difficult. But once you start get past that transition of the move and you've sort of settled in, I see like new opportunities opening up for you. So I'm of the same site that Christina's seeing, that the move is positive. And of course, are you trying to get away from a certain situation? Are you not?
Yeah. Yep. Somewhat.
Okay. Yeah. Because I feel like I need the independence. Right now I need the independence from this. And so it is scary because the transition is going to be, you know, I don't know anybody. Am I doing the right thing? Am I making the right move? Is this the right time? And, you know, we always question ourselves with that. And whenever fear presents itself to me, that's, you know, like, oh, I'm scared. That's to me, that says, you know, there's something behind that. They're like, there's purpose behind that. The only reason why you're realizing fear is because you may actually get to realize that purpose. And so I think in with Christina, I'm the same thing, Christina. I'm seeing like new opportunities opening up. I'm seeing, right now, I don't know how you're feeling, Christina, but right now I feel like there's people around you who are causing you to move into a level of depression. Like, it's a lot of anxiety, you know? And so when we surround ourselves with negative things like that, that's what's going to be circling around our energy. Okay. And so this is a wonderful opportunity for you to, like Christina said, you know, do some grounding, because when you make that move, you're setting up your energy to be in a new environment. So if you start grounding yourself out and start, you know, doing those meditative practices like she suggested, what's happening is your energy is attracting a more positive vibration to come in, and the circle changes. Okay. Now there's a story that says, you know, you take your problems with you. You know, you can't move away from your problems, but you can get away from certain situations that keep you locked up. And I think right now you are totally needing that independence. Like there's something right now that's holding you back, and this is going to give you some great launch of independence. But what I want you to do is start working on that self-love and that self-appreciation about healing, like Christina said, and change that circle of vibration around you so that you're attracting a different kind of positive energy, something that's more fulfilling and supporting and loving and less hindering. Make sense?
Yeah, definitely. Did either of you get a feeling like time-wise when would be? Because like you had just said about timing, and that is a concern that I want to move at the right time so everything just kind of, because, you know, I know it's going to be challenging starting over, you know, all by myself in a strange place and not knowing anyone. So I was hoping, you know, if there was like the best time, because I'm thinking by September at the latest.
But it's kind of exciting too, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So if you keep waiting, you're going to keep waiting for the right time, right?
Yeah.
You're going to keep waiting for the right time. And then six months goes by and you say, is this the right time? And you still stay stuck.
Yeah.
Start planning. Put those plans into action.
I actually really agree with her. I feel like you have waited long enough. And I say just take a leap of faith and just go. I think the sooner you leave this baggage behind you, the sooner you start your new life, it's going to be a brand new you. I say just do it.
Awesome. Well, thank you. That was a nice handhold to help me, you know, feel a little more confident about, you know, taking the step.
I have a gentleman in spirit that calls himself Dad. Is your dad in spirit?
Well, kind of a weird thing. I never knew my biological father, so I had an uncle that sort of was like a father figure.
Well, let's see if it's him. let's see if this description matches him, okay?
okay.
I have a gentleman who is, he's not very tall. He's about 5'8". He's kind of balding in the middle. He's got dark hair on the sides that goes around. He's sort of showing himself to me in suspenders right now and a t-shirt. I don't see glasses, but I see sort of like a odd-shaped nose. Like his nose would be a prominent feature on his face. Does this sound like the uncle that you knew or a father?
Actually, I had a grandfather. I didn't really know him that much, but it sounds like, you know, the no hair on top and a little around the edges, that sort of sounds like him because he was a, you know, much older guy when he passed.
Okay.
So it could possibly be him. I just didn't really, he wasn't like a part of my life. He was just kind of, you know, a satellite relative.
Was he, his grandfather on your father's side?
My mother's side.
Your mother's side. Did he farm? Was he a farmer? Was he around farmlands or country?
They lived kind of like in the rural area, so yeah, that.
I
don't
see
think
him
he
like
was a farmer per se, but they did live, you know, out in the boonies, kind of.
Okay, because yeah. I see him like with grass in his mouth, you know, like chewing. I can't think of what that is, but you know, it's like wheat or grass, and they like
mm-hmm.
like
yeah.
the old days. And he's singing the song Stand By Me. Do you know what song I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
It's.
Cool.
Yeah. It's like, I don't, it doesn't feel like, it almost feels like to me, he's not showing me a lot, but it almost feels like to me like I didn't have an opportunity to get to know you. It wasn't that I didn't
yeah.
want to get to know you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that was absolutely right. Yeah, we lived in different
okay.
states, and I've only seen him a couple times, you know.
Okay. Well, he
yep.
smiled. He is smiling. He is smiling. Okay, and so I do feel there's a connection to you. At least there's a love there for you. So I then feels mm-hmm. like there was issues between mom and him, between your mom and maybe him, which is why I thought dad because of the separation. But it feels like there was some kind of issues that kept
yeah.
them apart, which kept you apart.
Yeah.
But
right.
he is singing the song Stand By Me, and so he's. And I think what he's saying is he's basically standing by watching over you, okay, and giving you
mm-hmm.
love and support that way. Do you have anything to
Wonderful.
Add, Christina?
No, I'm just sitting here listening, just kind of picking that up a little bit, but I just feel like even though I feel like there's like turmoil right now going on in your life,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like maybe you feel mm-hmm. isolated, even though you're, you know, you have people around you, they still make you feel that way. But I really
yeah.
feel like it's important to know that you have your spirit family with you, and they're really guiding and pushing you right now to break out of that past drama, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like break
yeah.
break the cycle. It's time to get out of that.
Ooh.
That mindset.
Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah,
wow.
It's
Thank
almost
you.
Like I want to give you a like a huge like shout out, like go.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Me too. I'm like rooting her on over here, like do it, go.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? Finally, this is about you. Woohoo! You know what? Don't be afraid. It's normal to have that fear, but that fear is because you want it so badly. Do it.
Yes.
Just do it like
do
Nike
it.
Says.
Yeah,
do it, girl. Do it.
Awesome.
You will
wonderful.
Be supported.
Well, thank you, ladies. That was wonderful. I so appreciate that. I really needed the upliftment today. So thank you.
Check back with us. Let us know how you do it, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. You too.
Thanks.
All right, Christina. So, you know, we're talking about, you know, encouragement and moving on and moving past fear and all of that, which is, that was such a cool call because I think you and I were feeling the same thing for her.
Yeah.
When we start thinking, you know, about encouragement and moving on and healing, we start thinking about, of course, angels, right?
Yes.
Talk to me a little bit about how you work with angels, your experiences.
Well, first, I just have to give them a shout out because I love them so much. I really, really do. I just love them. And I, you know, I first started off with smelling them. Okay, and I don't know if anybody has ever seen an angel, but they smell amazing. Like,
yeah.
They're just, like, I, you know, and I, now that I know that they, like, are with me, like, they don't show me, they don't send that smell anymore to me, and I beg them all the time, but I haven't smelled them in a long time, but they smell amazing. So,
I had a mentor tell me one time that there was no way that you could smell them. And I was like, honeysuckle in this. Sweet, and it's so such a beautiful fragrance. And she told me that was not angels. And I said, "Book that! I know, I've experienced it. There's no other way that you can experience it. So I do know that smell, Christina.
Right?
And I'm so glad you said that.
Oh, they need to bottle it. Oh, yeah, they need to bottle it. So So I love it. I just can't. I just anyway. Okay, that's about the way angels smell. They smell amazing. You know, and then someone told me, well, that's an angel that you're smelling. I'm like, shut up. No way. You know, because of course this was years ago and I'd never experienced that. And I mean, I was searching everywhere trying to find that scent. It was amazing.
Yes. Yes.
So it went from that to angel numbers. I see. And then, you know, it could be spirit too, but I always connect them to my angels because whenever I need it, I get like numbers nonstop, you know, repeating numbers. And I'm like, okay, I got your message.
Uh-huh.
And then I don't know if you, okay, you know when you see a flash, like, from a camera?
Yes.
Okay, so angels are like that, but it's like a glittery flash.
Uh-huh.
So, and it's always out of the corner of your eye. Very rarely is it in front of you. But it's like this amazing bright burst of color, and it's really glittery, and you just get this sense of warmthness around you. You almost get hot.
Yeah.
So I love them, and I have a connection with them, and I use them all the time. Like, I just, they're great. I love working with angels.
I had an experience when my son was just a baby. He had a scarlet fever. He was sick, and I kept taking to the doctor, and they kept telling me, oh, you know, it's nothing more than a cold, or it's just a flu, nothing to worry about, and I kept taking him back, and I'm like, you know, I think it's something much, much worse. Well, it turned out that it was something much worse. He had a strep throat, and I'm not going to say the ignorance of the doctors, but because of the ignorance of the doctors, the treatment got left untreated. Of course, and it turned into scarlet fever, and he was just so little. Yeah, he was so little. He was about, I keep wanting to say he's three, but he was much younger than that, because I go back and I date it. I think he was like a year and a half. He was so sick that I ended up putting him in my bed with me, because he was reaching temperatures of 106, 104. It was so scary. And it lagged on for a long time, and it seemed like he was getting sicker and not better. And so I had him in bed with me one night because I kept rushing him to the hospital. And I woke up and it felt like there was fire against the side of my arm. And it was him with another burning fever of 106.5. But what was happening at the same time is I kept getting this really sweet, sweet smell of honeysuckle in the room. Well, I went back to sleep. It was like I took his temperature and then I like knocked out, which was so unlike me because I was on top of him, you know what I mean, on top of it all the time. And I must have woke up 5 or 10 minutes later. And when I did, there was a transparent image of a woman with crystal eyes
and she was laying hands on top of my son, laying hands. And I just sat there in awe, just complete awe. I couldn't, I don't think I was, like, I was processing it, but not processing it at the same time. You know what I mean? I just sat there in awe. And next thing I know, I was back asleep again. And I woke up and my son was completely healed. He was playing. He was jumping up and down the bed. It went from what looked to be so scary the night before to a child who hadn't been sick. It was the oddest thing. And she, when she first came to me, that's why I say I'm so glad you said something about that smell, because she came to me with this sweet honeysuckle smell, and I will never forget it. And that had to be an angel. There's just no way around that. That had to be an angel, right? So, so profound. Like, it's so profound. And for me, I know when they come in for a specific purpose, and then they sort of leave. They're not like guides. But at the same time, when they come in, their presence is so powerful that it just can't be denied, right?
It is so powerful, but in such a loving way, right? It's like they just envelop you in this love, and it's just amazing. It's so hard to express with human words because there really isn't enough words to explain that sense. But I just, they're amazing. And that's an incredible story, by the way.
Yeah, it was probably one of my most incredible moments. I think it was one of my I think we all have those one awe-inspiring moments in our life. And I've had a few of them, but that one's probably the most powerful I've ever experienced. And I was young. You know, I was in my 20s, and my son, and I was a single mom. I was by myself, and it was so scary. And I felt so safe, Christina. Like, I just felt so safe. I don't even know if the word is like, it was a love, but it was just I'm okay. Everything is okay. He's going to be okay. And it was just truly wonderful. And so, like, when you say, you know, that you have so much love and so much gratitude for their presence, that is very powerful. What numbers do you see often? You said you see patterns of numbers.
I do. It's between the 111, which I'm really working on manifesting, and I'm really trying to change my thoughts. It's just been a rough year. So, you know, when you're stuck in that and you just like, just change your thoughts.
Yes.
And then 555, like, big changes are coming your way. Big changes. And I'm like, well, I hope they're good. Can we just get on with it already?
That's awesome.
And then, of course,
it's like,
be patient. It's coming. Big changes are coming your way. And I'm like, but I'm not patient. Like, you know this.
No, totally. We want it now, right? We're a society that wants it now. Like, I even said this in this last episode, but I love the show Vikings. And we were watching Vikings, and there was a part where one of the Viking brothers went up to the seer, and he was like, if you could only see your life, if you could only see your life, just a few months away, you know, just on the other side of this, you're going to be smiling. And it's like, we are in such a I want it now society that we don't appreciate like what's right in front of us sometimes, you know, because we're, I want it now. I want that now. I want that now. And if we were to stop and just appreciate, right, everything.
Yes.
That's happening right now.
That's true.
This is happening right now, and you know, and then be able to see like the angelic presences through the trees, and I just feel like if I just sit in the moment and just ask them to be present, I could almost get a sense of feeling that there's something stronger with me. It's when I begin worrying and stressing and getting angry that I lose sight of it. And I want it now. I want what I want, and I want it now. So I think you're absolutely right. I think this session is going to be about healing. It's going to be about
empowering
ourselves. And I think we do have another caller on the line. Let me see if I can. You want to take another one with me?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm looking at area code 561.
If I can turn them on. Okay. 561, hello. Are you with us? Area code 561.
I am. I'm sorry. I muted myself.
Sorry about that. Were you looking for a reading today?
Yes, please.
Okay. How can we help you?
Well, it feels stagnant. I'm trying to make moves, but like you said, you know, you want things and you want them now, but I think I have been very patient, but it's just stagnant. I just need to get that first push, you know?
What's your name, honey?
It's Stacy.
Stacy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Christina, are you picking up anything?
Yeah. It's really interesting. First of all, hi, Stacy.
Hello.
Do you want me to go first or do you want to go?
Yeah, you can if you got some.
Okay. So with the stagnant, I feel like a lot of it is almost like you're putting yourself in a stuck situation with your spot. And I know that sounds a little harsh, and I don't mean it as harsh as it sounds. Trust me.
Hold on 1 second, Christine. Stacy, are you on the phone and then listening on the computer?
No, I'm not on the computer.
Okay, we got a little bit of an echo, and I was trying to figure out where that echo was coming from.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, Christina, sorry.
Okay, no, that's okay. I heard it, too, and I was kind of wigging me out. But, no, I just feel like there's just, it's so hard for me. But it almost just feels like what we were just talking about, maybe just manifesting, you know, and thinking better things. You know, every day wake up, be a little grateful for something that makes you a little more grateful for each day. But I feel like you do feel stuck. And I'm trying to see where you're stuck at because for some reason, like, I see chakras. But I feel like the only person that's really going to be able to change that particular thing is you. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Aaliyah, go ahead. I'm going to try to connect a little bit more.
Okay. Okay, I will say this, Stacey. Oftentimes I find when people are stagnant like that, okay, it's because we keep trying to do the same thing over and over and over again, and we're expecting different results. You know, and so we're like, okay, I'm just going to keep at it. You know, because our mindset is, I got to keep at this. But every time you keep at it, nothing changes. And we keep at it, and nothing changes. But we're still expecting different results. You know what I mean? And so what I often tell, I actually call this the Mario effect. And the reason why I call it that is I'm totally dating myself. But back when we had like Atari, and it was like Mario Brothers, and I can remember there was, my game got stuck. And the little Mario doll kept hitting himself against the wall. And he kept trying to go and kept bouncing against the wall. And that's all the game would do, is just bounce against the wall, bounce against the wall, bounce against the wall. And every time I think about going stagnant, like, that's the image that comes to me. It's just, I keep banging my head against the same wall. And so I encourage anybody who's in a stuck period where you're feeling stagnant. And this is going to seem so unrelated, and you're going to be like, well, how does that make any sense? But it does. I would love for you to do something completely new, unrelated to what you're trying to get to. Okay? So let's say that you feel stuck in your career. Is that what this is about? Is this about movement in your career?
True. One of them.
Okay. Stuck in a financial situation, things aren't moving, okay? Find something completely unrelated, something you have never done before, and try it. And I often say, you know, even if it's like a cooking class, or even if it's a going out and doing water painting, or, you know, learning how to paint, or learning how to cook spaghetti, or bake a cake, or something different. Learn how to do something completely different. And you're like, well, why? How is that going to work, and how is that completely related to what I'm going through? Is because when we get into that situation, we're in a stuck momentum. We continuously focus in on that. And the more that we focus in on that stuck momentum, the more we see ourselves as stuck. When we start introducing new things in our life to give our focus, to move our focus a little bit, and to build our minds and open up our minds a little bit, the subconscious mindset relaxes. And as we're beginning to do new things and learn new things, all of a sudden, our focus becomes a little bit relaxed on what we were trying to do and becomes more centered on what we're learning. And then that path begins to open up a lot more easier. Because most of this stuff that we're going through has a lot to do with the law of attraction and subconscious mindset. And so every time that we are focusing on something that's not working and we give it more attention, it's just going to keep going in that same direction. And so I encourage you to look for something new. So dance, take a dance class, take a yoga class, just do something that you can put your, as to build momentum in one area of your life, pick up and learn something completely new, because it's so healing and so empowering to the subconscious mindset that it releases those things that we call blocks. You know what I'm talking about? And I hate that word. I hate the word block, because I don't think that we actually have blocks. I think we call them blocks, but when we start using the word blocks, it seems such a permanent thing. You know, it's so hard to move them. And that's completely untrue. Like, we can move through these situations. We just got to get our subconscious mindset in a place where it can navigate in the right direction. And sometimes that means taking our focus and placing it somewhere else. Does that help?
Yes.
Mhm. Okay. Christina, are you picking up anything?
Well, okay, so you just said everything I wanted to say, but what I said just totally came out harsh, so thank you for that. But, you know, I am actually picking up, like, a male presence. It feels like a father figure for you, someone that you would have been really close to, someone that was really tall, slender, could be really serious, but kind of really silly when he wanted to be. Does that resonate with you?
It sounds like my grandfather.
Okay. So he's just coming through for just support for you, but then he's showing you water. So I don't know if you are love of water, or if you're thinking about doing something like that, like maybe some aqua aerobics, you know, or something like that. But maybe kind of branch out and get into something that has to do with water. Does that make sense?
Not at the moment.
Okay. I think maybe it's just... I'm sorry, I missed that. What was that?
I live close to the water.
Okay. Well, maybe it just look and see what, you know, your area has to offer sometimes, you know, with it getting nice outside and beautiful. Maybe there's some activities, you know, and maybe there'll be something around water that will kind of bring you to a new hobby or something positive for yourself. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Perfect.
I will say I do see some changes for you coming up, okay? I think there is that whole thing, I want it now, but it feels a little bit later. But there feels like reason for it. Are you in the sales industry at all?
No.
You are?
Indirectly, not up front.
Okay. Okay. And I'm seeing you in a big arena. Like, I see you in a big place. Are you working for a big company right now?
I'm presently not working, no.
Okay, I think that's going to change. because I see you working. I see you working. I don't know why, and the reason why I asked you sales is because I see you in what looks almost like a showroom, like a car showroom, is what I'm seeing, like new cars, and I see you in a showroom, and so I don't know, it feels like it's a customer service. Do you work in customer service? Are you customer service? No.
No.
Okay. Just write that down for me. Okay, because that may present itself. Sometimes I'm just showing you what I see, and I see, like, new cars, and I see, like, a showroom, and I see you there talking to people. And so just write that down, because that may present itself in a different way, but that's what I'm seeing, okay?
Okay.
So I get that finances are tough, but they're not so tough that, like, you're stretching. Like, I see you stretching your dollars. Is that right?
That's putting it mildly.
But you're good at it. But you're good at it.
I try. If it was elastic, it would be stretched out.
I see you really, really good at it, okay? And I see that relaxing a little bit. I see that relaxing a little bit here in the next few short months, okay?
Okay.
Please take a moment to take some appreciation for where you are. You have a sweet little grandmother in spirit, too. I feel like on your mom's side, who's smiling. She's a small lady. I'm getting a petite little lady. Does that sound like your grandmother? Is she real tiny?
I didn't meet my mom's mom. Even though she was alive, we were in different countries. So I don't know.
Have you seen any pictures of her?
Huh?
Have you seen any pictures of her?
Yeah, but just face wise, I don't know what she was in, like, you know, size or anything.
I see a really petite woman, so maybe you can validate for that for yourself later, but I do see a really petite woman sort of smiling, and it's almost like she could stretch a dollar too, okay? So she's feeling some kind of bond with you, but I do feel like that dollar thing is going to relax. It's going to relax. I want you to take a moment to appreciate what's right there in front of you. What is right there in front of you? Are you taking care of children right by yourself?
Oh, yeah. One.
Okay.
One, but it seems like 20.
Girl, I know. I was a single mom of a boy, and it felt the same way. I used to say the same thing. I have one child, but I feel like I have 20. So I totally appreciate that. I can totally appreciate where you are. It's going to relax a little bit. You keep being smart, okay? Keep being smart about how you spend your money and what you're doing with it, and stay in a place of appreciation. I want you to learn something new. Stay in a place of appreciation. Learn something new. Know that you're being watched over, and know that this is only temporary,
okay?
Okay. All right. Check back in with us. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
Well, thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you, Stacey. Okay. Oh, I love this, Christine. I'm having so much fun.
It is so much fun.
You were talking to me earlier about something with animals and symbolism. Would you expand on that a little bit?
Well, it's just, I don't know, for some reason, I get a lot of songs if I'm doing a reading. And
mm-hmm.
they send me animals. And animals is more like, you know, you can look up. They have everything on the Google box right now. Like, you can
yes.
find anything. But spiritual meaning to animals. You know, I see personally, like, for me, I get a lot of birds. I get a lot of doves for some reason, like a ton of doves. And so it's just sometimes when I'm doing a reading, they'll send an animal through as a gift. And that is kind of like their message to them. And it's really interesting. And then for me, it'll sound absolutely crazy, you know, like I'll be doing a reading, I'll be like, okay, so I just did one yesterday, I'm like, so I'm seeing a raccoon, which I know that's random, but I want you to look up that later, and then later she's like, yep, that totally resonates, and I'm like, well, I'm so glad it resonates with you, because I thought I sounded crazy. Yeah. So sometimes they just send things like that, you know.
I have had a situation where, you know, I work a lot with my guides. I have a pretty strong guide team. I work quite a lot with them, and they appear quite frequently in my dreams. And I kept having a dream of a wolf. And this wolf, every time I would dream of him, I would have so many fears, so many fears. And this wolf would appear and appear and appear and appear and appear. And finally, it was like in nightmares, you know, it was creating nightmares for me. And so one night I was going to sleep and I was, you know, I saw the wolf, and in my dream I had had enough. And I said, stop, you know, why are you showing up here in my dreams? What do you want from me? And the wolf then transformed into a man, which, you know, to the outside world, is like, people are like, what? This sounds really strange. And it ended up being a really strong guide for me. And it was a guide that helped me work through my fears. And so I think that animals are very strong, are very strong symbolic features for how we live and how we relate to certain things. So I love when animals show up. I love when animals show up because each one of us has we're animals ourselves, you know? And so when we begin connecting with other kinds of animals and their traits and their features, it only makes sense that we would be connecting with those. It's what I call the attributes of that animal. You know, we're connecting with the attributes of sort of what's going on in our lives right now. And the way that animal lives in his and survives is the same, the thing that they're trying to show us and how we can survive through a certain part of our life. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and this is a year for me that I'm trying so hard to overcome all my fears, you know, because I have a lot of them. And in a month, I'm going to get on a plane and go visit my mom, because I hate planes. Like, I don't even think you know how terrified I am. But anyway, so I have just been calling on the power of a lion, and I'm going to keep doing that. Like, I'm going to have a lion with me. Like, you know, I'm just like, it's going to happen, just to get that courage and that strength, you know? So
yes,
I feel like that's
awesome.
Another thing that people, isn't that awesome? And I feel like that's another thing that people can do, you know, when you're scared or whatever, call on your angels, call on animals, you know, look it up. You know, there's always one that, you know, that resonates with you to be
absolutely
part of your totem. So call on that animal spirit, you know?
Yes. And I don't think you even have to look them up to see what attributes is. I think if there's an animal in your mind that is powerful and strong,
absolutely,
and you need those attributes, and that's what you see in that animal, you know, call on that animal and allow it. It is because, you know, animals are so what's the word I'm looking for? They're a divine source of energy. Animals are a divine source of energy. And so, like, when we cross over, we're moving into those divine spots. Our energy, of course, is spreading throughout that whole divine system. But animals are divine energy already. And so when they cross, they become part of that whole divinity. And so when we call them forward, it's almost like calling forward spirit guides. It's almost like calling forward angels. We're calling forward the attributes of that animal to empower us and move us through things. So the very fact that you're calling on a lion, I think, is so super cool. Even coming here today and processing and working through your fears, because I know that this coming on, for those of you who are listening, like if I was to ever say, all right, come on a show and do readings for me, your heart would start beating and you start sweating and there'll be that pulsating sense, because this is not the easiest thing to do for the very first time. And so even doing this is showing that you are working through your fears. So I think that's pretty powerful.
Trying, girl. It's the year. Get my power back.
You are doing it. You are doing it. Christina, I just want to take a shout out for a minute because we didn't have anybody in the chat room when we started. And then
Oh, wow.
We do have a couple people now. So I just want to say
Thank you, Donna, for being with us. Miss Pretty, thank you for being with us as well. We have guest, okay, my eyesight is really super bad. Guest 1091 and guest 1121. Thank you also for being here and sitting with us and listening. I hope you're enjoying the show. I hope you're learning something from it. And do call in. We're going to get to a couple calls today. That would be about all we could get to. But we're going to try to get to as many as we can. All right. Okay, where are we, Christina? So is there an animal that's a specific, other than a lion, is there another animal that you work with?
I just see them. And so when mm-hmm. I see them, I know there's a message for me in mm-hmm. that animal. You know, like mm-hmm. I see a lot of doves, that's, you know, like the Holy Trinity, you know, working with a higher above, a higher source. It's kind of like my go-to, you're on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
I get a lot of squirrels, which is pretty funny, but it's, you know, stock up, hoard up, it's going to be a rough year. So it just depends. And I see a lot of owls. I would say if there's anything that's always with me, it's a white owl.
Very cool.
So,
yeah, very cool.
Yeah, so I definitely, you know, I call on them when I need them. So, which is always.
Well, I would also suggest for anyone who's listening, one of the things that happens is that our loved ones also may be attributed to certain animals. Like my grandmother. My grandmother loved birds. Both my grandparents loved birds. But I remember my grandmother would have, like, bird feeders outside her kitchen window. And there was always something about bluebirds in my grandmother. And then once my grandmother passed on, I would often see bluebirds in the physical world, you know, bluebirds on my mailbox, bluebirds in my front yard. And when I saw them, I would instantly think of my grandmother. And I think a lot of times when people have lost somebody and they see an animal and it reminds them of their loved one, they're quick to pass it off. Oh, I'm just crazy, right? But oftentimes these animals are providing us, they're a way for us to connect to our loved ones. And I've often said, if it feels like a sign, if you're looking at these animals and it feels like a sign, then it is. You know, why would you deny yourself that? By opening up and communicating, you know, this is a sign, I'm accepting it, you're opening up your awareness. Even if it isn't an initial sign to begin with, you're opening your awareness to the possibility that this is a sign, and it will create that communication flow to you. It's like when I tell people when you're working with spirit guides, when you want to say, you know, hey, I'm aware that you're aware of me. Thank you for connecting with me. And you think, well, how does that work? Well, that just opens up the communication. It tells your spirit guides, hey, I'm listening. I'm paying attention. I know you're there. And so when we see something that feels like a sign, I say, you know, I feel like this is a sign from my grandmother or a sign from, you know, my uncle or whatever. It opens up that awareness that, hey, I am aware that your energy is still on, and I am aware that you could be communicating to me, and I am open to receive that. Okay? Pretty powerful stuff. It is pretty powerful stuff. And so oftentimes this also transposes in our dreams. Oftentimes, let's say your aunt or your uncle or whatever who has passed on was a gardener, for instance, and all of a sudden you just find yourself in your dream and you're walking through flowers, and you're walking through flowers, and then you're like, you know, I just felt like my aunt's presence was with me. Your aunt is within those flower fields. That's her energy. That's how she's communicating with you. We're no longer, you know, once spirit has crossed over, they no longer have the power of their mouth and the voice box, and so they have to use symbolic Pictionary kind of ways to communicate with you. And so if you're walking through a field of flowers and that's how you remember your aunt or whatever, then that could be a sign that your aunt is actually appearing to you through your dream. My mother recently had a series of dreams where she found herself
driving down the road that her great grandmother lived on, or my great grandmother lived on, her grandmother, and she would see herself driving down the road and pulling into the driveway and walking up to the house and knocking on the door. And I said, well, Mom, how about the next time when you're in that dream, go ahead and open that door and see what's on the other side. But just going down that road, moving into that driveway and going up to her grandmother's door, is symbolic that her grandmother was trying to communicate with her. And she was showing her things that would help my mother remember and help validate that it was her grandmother's presence. Does it make sense?
That's awesome.
And oftentimes animals will very, very, very much play the same way. We may be seeing an animal in our dream that feels very loving or keeps showing up. We're like, you know, why does this animal keep showing up? I keep having dreams of this animal. But we get this feeling that our loved one is present with us. And this could have been a totem or an animal spirit of the person while they were alive and not even aware of it. Okay? And then they've crossed over and they're showing themselves as an animal. My mother used to love owls. Oh, my gosh, she loved owls. That was her totem, you know, and she loves cats. Totem. So we think about the animals that, you know, call to us, and specific animals that call to us especially, and they could be actual totems for us. And then crossing over and coming back, they can be ways that we can present ourselves as symbols and communicating back to our loved ones. And so it's not just, you know, spirit making communication and mainstream connections, not just about connecting with the human, what was once the human body, but it's an embodiment of all that they were and all that they loved and all of their passions. And so if you're dreaming and you're feeling a connection to somebody, but you're not actually seeing them, but you're seeing things about them or around them or what reminds you of them, that is a sign that that person is actually trying to communicate to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And actually, okay, do we have time for me to share a little story?
Absolutely.
Are we okay with that? Okay, because we're going to get deep with this after what you just said. It just kind of like everything just kind of hit me, and I was like, oh, shoot. I almost wore. But, okay, so it's kind of a long story. I'll try to speed it up as fast as I can. I don't know where we are on time. So years ago, I had this dream, and I was standing in front of God, right? And when I say dream, I'm doing like the air quotations, okay?
Sure.
And I'm standing in front of God, and to my side is this little child that's holding my hand. And I just automatically just fell in love with this child, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm arguing with God. I wanted to take her, you know. She needed to be mine. I really just wanted to take her. And he's like, you can't take her because she's got important work to do. And, you know, and I'm just continuing to argue with them because that's what I do. You know, anybody that knows me knows that anything that has to do with babies or animals, they're automatically mine. Like, I just take them. And so he's giggling at me a little bit, not because, you know, he thinks I'm funny, but it's more like, well, I created you this way, so I guess I shouldn't be surprised that you're arguing. Kind of why, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so he just kind of pauses for a second, and he's like, okay, well, if you choose to take this child, you won't be able to have her for very long. And I was like, done. I picked up the baby and I ran. I'm not kidding you. 2 days later, I found out I was pregnant with Faith.
Okay? Oh, wow.
So when it came time to have her, I had what was called placenta previa. I was hemorrhaging to death. And, you know, after she was born, and the whole time, mind you, I'm thinking, oh, that really obviously wasn't a dream. I'm going to lose my child. And, you know, and it just was this whole ordeal. And then, where was I going with that? Oh, and she shouldn't have lived. Like, she had her umbilical cord wrapped around her neck, like, 3 times. It was tied in knots. Like, she should not have been here. But she did, and she was born 11/01/01.
Wow.
She was 11 pounds, and she was born at 11 o'clock at night. And I've always felt that those were angel numbers. And so I, when we were talking about how I always see a lot of birds and how I see a lot of doves, I've always associated the dove with her. So when you were saying that that whole embodiment, you know, they bring through that whole thing with it,
yeah.
That just so resonated with me that I had to share that story. It was kind of like,
that
whoa.
Is beautiful. That is so beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, those doves are representing her. And so I'm sure when you see them, you feel that connection to her. That's her way of communicating back to you. So that's really beautiful.
Absolutely. Yeah. Isn't that incredible?
Oh, it's so incredible. I mean, we see, we're so limited in our beliefs. When we start recognizing the energy and spirit, we see how limitless we really are. It's pretty amazing stuff. Okay, do you want to take a couple calls? I've got a couple people holding. All right, I've got area code 480. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it is at least morning here in California. My name's Mike.
Hi, Mike. How can we help you today?
Well, it's kind of like two areas, but and they're both kind of around business. I did it an event yesterday with one of them, and you know, a Facebook Live thing for an upcoming TV show. And and then also I have a business partner that would be like a sales position, and he's really dragging his feet. And, you know, to get this started, he's really successful in another area. And I'm just kind of, you know, I'm just like waiting.
Okay. Christine, are you picking up anything?
Okay, can I ask you to repeat that last thing really quick that you said? Waiting. Like, are you waiting to, like, you're waiting for your turn? Is that basically what you're saying?
Yeah, well, the business partner is really successful, so he's really busy, and we've talked over the past several months about a new project, and it's just he just has to handle his end of it, and then I can take it from there and run with it. So I'm kind of waiting for that to occur, and it gets frustrating.
I'm just giggling a little bit because I think maybe it's not the healing. Aaliyah, maybe it's the whole patience thing. Maybe everybody needs to learn patience, including myself.
Oh.
So, I'm just teasing. You know, I kind of feel like I think it's going to happen sooner than you think. Like, I get it. You want to get going.
Yeah.
And I can feel the excitement from you. Like, you are so ready to do this. You're like, let's do it. But I kind of feel like it's going to happen sooner than you think.
Oh, wow. Well, I was ready to go January 2nd.
Yeah.
No, I just, and I'm not really, as far as that, I'm trying to think, I just think, what do you think, Ali? I just feel like it's going to happen a little bit sooner.
Let me ask you something, Mike. Is this what you're doing? Is this sort of related to what we're doing here today? I mean, is it around spirituality?
Well, the Facebook Live that I did, yes.
Okay, because
the other business partner is like a business, like, you know, I'll handle the sales aspect of it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm following. I'm trying to understand what I'm seeing here, because I'm with Christina too, because it feels like I know you want to do this January 2nd, but now it's sort of like this business partner keeps you so busy, he's putting things off, or you feel like he's putting things off, and so there's like a disappointment, and now it feels like forever that he's going to get back to you, right?
He's a really high-end real estate agent. I mean, like,
mm-hmm.
really high-end. And
uh-huh.
he switched companies. So there was some legal stuff that, by switching companies, obviously stressful and whatnot. But again, you know, I get a call when he gets his moment of frustration, like, let's do this. We got to get this going so I can stop doing this.
Uh-huh.
And type of thing. So, you know, there's little peaks, you know, like once a month.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So I'm with Christina. I feel like this is, I
I feel like there's some disappointment in that, though. I feel like there's some disappointment in that. But at the same time, it's like he also really knows what he's doing. And
yeah.
So I feel like you're with the right person. But for whatever reason, I also feel like he's scatterbrained. And so it could be dealing with all that legal stuff right now. I don't think he's normally scatterbrained, but I think he feels scatterbrained to me right now. Like I've got I've got a million irons in the plate. But I want to say, this is going to sound, I don't know if this is going to sound really weird to you, but I want to say he believes in you.
Yes. No, exactly.
Does that make sense?
No, that's right on. Because he's talked to you about 7 or 8 people with tremendous experience, and he's like, yeah, I just didn't feel the fit. And ironically, synchronistically, I connected with him. We grew up a half hour from one another in suburban Detroit, and we met here in California.
Yeah. So I want to say this has a lot to do with divine timing, okay? Universal
if
timing.
If I had a dollar for every time I heard that, I don't think I'd have to work anymore.
I know. And I'm seriously not just throwing a cliche at you. I'm really not throwing a cliche at you. It feels like I keep hearing 6 weeks. I don't know what 6 weeks means, but I keep hearing 6 weeks. So please write that down. I keep hearing 6 weeks, but I do feel like once this movement happens, it's going to just continue to happen and continue to move and continue to roll and continue to roll. I think he just needs to get himself in a place where he can do that. Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to encourage you, your end to keep going on your end, like, because I feel like is there something that you're hesitating on because you're waiting on him?
Yeah, like for instance, there's a database that I need to generate, but again, there's so many peaks and valleys with this. It's just like, you know,
Okay. Yeah, keep moving, because I want you, like, when it's he feels like the type of guy when he's ready to do something, like, it's gonna happen. It's gonna boom 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 boom. You know what I mean? Like when it's ready. So it's like I need you to make sure you're prepared for when he is finally ready to go. Let's do this.
Because my whole thought process with that is like, listen, I don't want to do all this work, and because it's not fun work, you know, type of thing, and just data entry and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, you're like my people. You don't want to. We totally out of the administrative stuff. We don't want to do it. It's boring. Your mind doesn't want to go there, but it's necessary.
But I kind of need the momentum of him because I don't want to do all this work and then still sit and wait type of thing. So it's like, you know.
I feel like you need to be doing it. Okay, that's why you need to be action oriented. You need to be not waiting on him to do something. That's what I kept hearing. Not waiting on him to do something. So continue on doing it, because I think as you begin to do that process, it's also going to create the action inspired manifesting kind of thing too. So do it. Okay. So at least start it.
Okay.
At least start it. I'm totally with you. I hate the data entry crap too. It's very time consuming and you're like, is it worth it? I'm hearing yes. Okay. It's the time that you put into it, invest into it. And keep actively engaging is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing actively engage. So keep actively engaging. I don't know if this means with him, but I sort of feel like, you know, I keep make sure that, you know, hello. But at the same time,
I sent him a text this morning and just like, hey, is this still something you want to do?
It is something he wants to do. I do feel like it's something he wants to do. I feel like he's got so many irons on the fire right now. Okay.
Yeah.
The real poignant part for me was that he believed in you, and was really excited about it. But I think there's some things that are complicated in his mind, and I think maybe he's even using some of what he's doing now as an excuse to sort of work it out. Because he wants you to believe in him too.
Right.
And at the same time, it's like I've got to work. There's like an issue that he needs to work out in his own head. So please can just be patient. I'm going to ask you just to be a little bit patient.
Yeah.
and keep actively engaging in your work and do some of that awful administrative task. Because I think when it does come back around, it's going to be very helpful to you have it ready. Okay?
Wonderful. Good.
You have anything else, Christine?
I do. I'm sorry. I was jumping the gun.
I felt
compelled to pull a card for you. And I pulled up the key, which is new beginnings, directions, and adventures await for anybody, for those who's ready. But the thing that popped up immediately, like it was like highlighted, was your job opportunity is just around the corner. So I agree with Aaliyah. Just be a little patient. But I feel like once this goes, this is going to be a snowball effect. Like hold on to your butts. Like you're going to go. Like once it gets going, you are going to be so busy.
And financially, there's such ridiculous potential.
Uh-huh. I feel that too. And I think you're going to do great. I just think that you just take a deep breath, do what you're supposed to be doing, let him work through his stuff, and then once timing is perfect, I think it's going to be great.
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
You're headed in the right direction, Mike. If that's what you want to know,
definitely.
It feels like to me. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's encouraging. And, I mean, any insight in regards to the spiritual stuff? Because I'm kind of a dual – I have a big business background, and then all of a sudden this psychic medium stuff popped up, in 2010, and I'm just like, wait, what? And so
–
But since I moved to California, I connected with, according to the LA Times, a very top 100 influential ethnicity group in Hollywood, and publicists, and they try to use me, with some of their projects and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done like a help promote a independent film with doing readings at a press junket and interviewed on a Latin entertainment show. And this is a up and coming TV show that I did a Facebook Live thing for yesterday. And I was just curious if there's anything bigger in and around that. Cause it's just, I wasn't really looking to do this. I just looked at it as maybe a parlor thing, kind of like side. Cool. I got a little gift and it is what it is, but there seems to be momentum behind that too.
There is, because it's purpose. It's purpose. And so you're meant to get your message across. You're meant to get your message across. And so spirit moves you forward when they find it necessary. They find those who are necessary in different momentums. I see it bigger. I don't see it just being tied down to, I know you're saying TV shows, but I do see television. I do see television involved, and I see big business involved in it as well. But at the same time, I feel a great sense of purpose, if that helps. I'm given 2 years. I'm hearing 2 years. I think 2 years to see all of this kind of, roll out naturally on its own. I do want to remind you to just continue to remain patient, because it is divine timing. Look, I'm gonna tell you something. I have a business background. I was a human resource director, for goodness sake. Okay. And so I know like when things are moving, and as people with business minds, we have timelines and things like that, and it doesn't work the same. It doesn't work the same. There is that divine timing. But at the same time, Mike, I do feel like you have a very special gift that that is meant to be shared, okay? So allow yourself a space of 2 years, and you'll see this gradually increasing over the next 2 years. In 2 years, I think you're going to find yourself in a very good place, and financially, spiritually, okay? But I also see a lot of stress involved. So make sure that you're taking the time out yourself too. Okay?
Yeah.
Make sure you're taking that 30, 45 minutes, whatever it is, just to sit and continue to feed yourself spiritually as well and nourish yourself that way. Okay?
Awesome. Yeah. No, you're exactly right. And I'm moving to a really tiny little beach community this weekend, and so I can just get my mellow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm by the ocean. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and what's really interesting about this community is that back when, like turn of the century stuff, it was actually developed. This community was built. It was a spiritualist community, so they would set
that
up
so cool.
and live
so
there.
Cool.
And yeah, so when they were driving from L.A. to San Francisco or to Santa Barbara, they would stop. You know, if they were so inclined, they would stop there for, you know, readings and stuff like that. So it's a really interesting community.
That is so cool. So cool. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you,
Mike. Thank you.
All right, Christina, we got time maybe to take one more caller. We got 5 minutes, 5 to 6 minutes that we can give another caller. Are you ready?
I think so. Let's do it.
Okay. 864 is the area code. Hello.
Hello. My name is Catherine, and I was, does Spirit have a message for me?
Hi, Catherine. Christina, you want to try to make a connection?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can connect really quick.
Okay, I'm getting a female figure for you. I feel like she would have been maybe like in her 60s when she passed. A little bit on the shorter side. Does that resonate with you?
She was what now?
I feel like, okay, I'm seeing a woman that would have passed was in her 50s or 60s, and she is about 5'6", so she's just a little bit on the shorter side. Does that resonate
okay.
with you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Now, she's coming through, and she's just, she's wanting you to take care, like, I feel like you need to take care of yourself. More, not physically, but like mentally. Like you need to do more for yourself. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like you do so much for other people that you're not taking the time that you need to take for yourself.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does make sense.
Okay. I'm just trying to. Okay, and she's showing me your heart chakra in that general area. So I don't know if I'm feeling a little. This one's kind of throwing me off a little bit because I'm just feeling really sad. So I don't know if you're kind of dealing with a depression thing right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little. Yeah.
Okay. I feel like you just need to kind of break away from what you've been doing a little bit and just take that time for yourself to allow yourself to heal from that a little bit.
Okay.
What about you, Leah? What are you saying?
Are you by yourself, Catherine?
No, right now I have my daughter and grandbaby here with me. So I'm not by myself.
So you're not living alone?
Do I not live in a room yet?
No, I said you're not living alone.
No, I'm not living alone now.
I get an incredible sense where I feel lonely. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Like, you're not, you know, I know you said you had your daughter and grandchild there with you, but at the same time, it's like I'm not connecting with people who are going through the same thing as me. I don't have any like peer support, you know what I mean? I feel like I want to encourage you to get out and meet people who are around your age, centered around the things that interest you. Are you not getting out enough?
Well, I don't get out a lot, but I'm kind of like a loner. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like so I am totally in with Christina on. I'm feeling that low level form of depression. It is almost like I don't even know where it's coming from, right? But it's like an internalness. I'm trying to describe it. It's almost like I need companionship. Is your husband in spirit?
No, I'm with someone else now. I'm actually going through a divorce with my husband, but I'm with a guy named Bob. He travels a lot, so he does. He drives 18 wheelers, so he's not home but once or twice a week.
Okay, so that's that separation. Okay. Yeah, I'm with you, Christina. I feel she needs to completely center back in on herself. And do things that are centered around taking care of your well-being and finding peer support and love and that kind of thing. A friendship. I get a strong sense of like I want some good friendship, you know? Like friend support, like somebody to be able to, be, you know, have a, you know, coffee with and chit chat and that kind of thing. That's where I'm feeling.
Okay. I'm trying to become spiritual, but it's not coming to me as quick as I like. Do you see?
What do you
spiritual?
Mean by that? What do you mean by that? You're trying to become spiritual.
Well, I have dreams sometimes. And sometimes it'll come true, sometimes it don't. And I was wondering, would it pick up or would I see?
You are a spiritual person, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to become anything. Every day is an opportunity. Every day is an opportunity to embrace who you are and allow your gifts to flourish. Are you meditating?
Not like I was, but I still go back into meditation.
I would love to. Like, if you are wanting to find an inner balance and to learn to expand on your gifts and your in the qualities that you're trying to connect with, a very good 10 to 15 minute meditation in the morning is all that's needed. You don't have to sit and meditate for an hour or anything like that. Either at night or in the morning, at the end of your day or beginning of your day, do 10 to 15 mm-hmm. minutes just sitting in a quiet space. Put some headphones on your ears and don't connect it to anything. You want to just an inner silence so that you're hearing deep within. Okay, you're hearing deep within. You're listening to your heart. You're connecting in with your heart center. Do that every day. Every single day. If you don't feel like it, that's when you need it the most.
Okay.
Do that. Come back to me. Connect with me. Let me know how you're doing. And and kind of my group, The Spirit Garden, on Facebook. Christina, you also have a group that you've just created. Very quickly, will you let people know where to find that?
Let's do that last part again. I missed that completely.
You have a group you just created on Facebook. I got about a minute and a half. Let everybody know where to find that, what the name of it is.
Oh, that's on Facebook. That's on Facebook, and it's just called Faith Angel Card Reading.
Okay. Thank you so much, Catherine. Thank you, Christina. I'm getting ready. Let time get a hold of me. Catherine, please connect with me on Facebook, and I'll point you to some things to help get you started, okay? Some free resources within the group. And I am going to just want to thank you, Christina, for being here with me and doing this. This was so much fun. I've had so much fun. You'll come back, yes?
Yeah, heck yeah, let's do it, girl. I had so much fun. Thank you so much for having me. And thanks for everybody that was listening. You guys are awesome.
You can find Christina right now through the Kara Center. She is born of progress. We can find her there. I know she is building her website and getting her stuff going. So we'll have updates on that very, very soon. Please come check out the Kara Center. We have a www.keracenter.com group with the same name, K-E-R-A Center. I also have a wonderful group called the Spirit Garden on Facebook. Development group. There's lots of different things in the files to help get you into that. If you're learning, if you're wanting to learn how to listen more within, get more connected, it's a great place to be. Thank you for being with us. I will see you Thursday evening at 8:30.